Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, we go off into the wonderful world of Leon. Yes, my number one son. Kind of enjoyed speaking with you all the other evening. And it turned out to be a pretty good show. I really enjoyed it because it brought a little bit of myths and tradition into the arena that hadn't been spoken about before. Well, not in those terms. But and it turned out to be a wonderful audience that didn't get upset, but started asking themselves some questions. What have we been traditioning from for the longest of times, and we don't even know if it's true. So, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And that's really what the door is open for, to see one-on-one, God damn it, what the call is, because a lot of the time what we are actually trying to discuss is ways of life that can be changed very easily just by the perseverance of someone that really wants to change, or making people don't like to do it, but you make promises or you make commitments to someone you like very much, and it will also commit you to not fail, in a sense. So, you know, it's all about learning new ideas and replacing some of that old stuff with a whole lot of good new stuff, or good old stuff that you just hadn't learned about yet. So it's all about adaptability and good change. And, you know, we all got some bad habits that we need to get rid of. So don't fool yourself thinking you're calling the angel party. Very good people, got very great kids and stuff like that. But, you know, I come from a hood where you had to do what you had to do what you do. I'm pretty sure a few of y'all understand that, you know, that's bon ton for man got to do what a man got to do. But then some of those old things and old ideas that we used to have, we had to drop them because they were not suitable for where we were going. I'm pretty sure all of you all will catch that one. So, but in that order, I'm going to get back to Let's Talk Leon. Leon, let's talk life. You know, that's the same thing, and it's going to bring you all a whole lot of intelligent questions and answers and everything else. I'm sure that, again, the numbers will go as high as they did on Tuesday night, and, hey, that's all I can ask for. We got some specials coming up that people aren't going to believe until they find out about it on the Ask Uncle Billy show, and also Leon on Life. With that, I give you all Mr. Leon. Good evening, my son.
Hey, Daddy. How you doing, folks? How you doing? Good day.
Hey.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's. I hope everybody have a prosperous New Year, 2016. A very blessed New Year, which is the topic for tonight. I want everybody to focus on new ideas, new resolutions. Think about those past resolutions. I mean, allow yourself to feel a little guilty because of your shortcomings, and see where you have grown And this next year, this 2016 year, is very important to see and adopt change within ourselves. There was a saying by a group that I used to like, and it says, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. At the beginning of the song, it says, you got to take 6 months to mind your own business and 6 more months and leave other people's business alone. I got the whole concept of the thing. And with that being said, I want to tend more to my own business this coming year. I want to do some cleaning up in my area, in my life, in my soul this coming year. I challenge everybody out there that's listening to get closer to whatever makes you happy. It's 2016. Make some goals. Raise the standards. Give back, even if it ain't nothing but a smile. This year is going to be a very special year. This is yet last year of our current president, Barack Obama. So there will there will be blessings. I mean, there will be a change. And we would have to look in society, look in the world. God is going to start sorting people out. Our people are going to start sorting people out. And the look is going to change. The thought is going to change. The schools are going to change. A lot of things are going to change. I suggest to people, dig deep inside and remember the words of Brother Malik Al-Shabazz, Mr. Malcolm X, and think about re-educating yourself on the old schools of thought. I suggest that we get back to the basics in 2016. Eat more organic food. Love harder. Remember, the children are watching us. So we have to lead by example. A wise man once told me, he said, well, much is given, much is expected of. So I started to believe and started handling for Carl Game. I started handling that knowledge as if it was gold or silver. I had recognized that even sometimes I had a weapon. And whenever you have a weapon or you have any kind of riches, you have a responsibility. So I suggest people dig deep inside and claw out the change that's in your life that's going to make it better. The things in your life that could really be for the best if you bring it out. Speaking to the women, I suggest that this year more women, you know, take care of themselves. Go get your mammograms. They're changing the way they're doing it now. They're having new procedures this year. Men, go get your family jewels checked. You know, so many men neglect themselves. They don't know. I mean, life is short. And even if we're dying, we have a responsibility. The responsibility is to pray. I suggest that people pray more. Prayer is a servitude to God, an act of worship. Even if you're not a praying person or a believing person, meditate. Meditation is good. It helps you to control your breathing. It releases endorphins into your bloodstream that relaxes you. I suggest that people, you love yourself more this coming year. Show yourself love. The kind of love that nobody else can give you besides God. I suggest to people, take notes this coming year. A first tip. This is a tip. Take notes. Write little notes to yourself. Small accomplishments when you do something positive. Because I learned that there's so many haters. You got haters. You got people that just don't what you call patronize other people in a positive manner. So I suggest you write down your accomplishments. See, what this does is this shows you the repetition of your works. It shows you how steady you are to yourself. And if you're a believer, you don't need to write down a negative list. If you're a non-believer, then you don't care about the negative list. And if you're a Scientologist, then the clinical thing to do would be to psychologically attack it. So I ask for the people to, you know, love yourself and take notes so that you can pat yourself on the back. This year, I ask that we show respect for all it will be very important coming into this next year, where most people of color look toward Obama and kept the peace. When Obama comes out of office, who knows where the mentality of the people will go. So I ask that people respect all coming into the new year. However, 2016, I really believe that this year is symbolic, and I really believe you should be protective of yourself in public. I ask that the people protect yourself and be aware, because January the 1st, tomorrow, the law will change in Texas. It's open carry. Openly carry your weapon like the Wild Wild West. Intimidation and bullying will run rampant in the streets, because you'll have people that will be afforded a gun license and some that will not be afforded a gun license. So, I suggest that people be really aware. Respect all people. That way you can walk away from a situation instead of run. I suggest that the people think about unborn children this year, because God knows we need a real fighter for those babies that can't fight for themselves. People that's fighting for profit and recognition. We really need someone who will step up and be an advocate for those unborn children. I ask that charitable endeavors support a charity, start a charity, give back. This is the true meaning of purifying your money, your wealth. Give back. That means feed somebody, read to some children, help a real needy family, watch the joy you get. But this year, the world will be tested. So will I, so will you. We have a reality that will be, was, and always will be. So I pray that all the people recognize just how much this world is changing right before your eyes. and learn to sort yourself out amongst people that are positive and that are supportive of anything that you have going on in your life. I hope that I continue to be able to broadcast my thoughts over the air this year. I have really good lineup for the list. I will always be positive. I try to keep it at home. I try to keep it soulful. And I keep it respectful. I welcome everybody. Talk about irrelevant things. I see no reason to just chat. So what I want for people to do is, this year, I encourage you to get educated. Educate yourself. That's another thing that Malcolm X said. Educate yourself. Don't depend on people to feed you knowledge, because then they steer your path. Don't allow people to teach you. Don't allow the media to form a thinking for you. Perfect example is Africa, North Korea. They want you to think these places, they living bad, they poor, they don't live in excess. They don't live in extravagance. Some of them do. Of course, you know, amongst the people, you're going to have the elected high officials. However, the whole of the people is not extravagant. See, you will not catch that. In Africa, they want you to think these people are poor and dead and dying. Africa is the most populated continent on earth, even though they done inhabited it. But we're not going nowhere. Our people scattered all over. We're not going anywhere. And as far west as they go, we're going too. They spin the world around two more times. They go to South Pole, we going too. They had a black man already at the North Pole. We going too. They can try to leave us and go to the moon. We going too. Because it ain't going to be right. One brother told me, he said, "You think you're better than everybody." I say, "You know what? I think I'm better than somebody. But I recognize I'm just a nobody. I think I'm a somebody because I'm trying to tell you about somebody who can save everybody and anybody." Many people think that life is just about games. Took me a while to learn that life is about gaining approval from a higher being so that everything else can fall into place, so that you can enjoy the material. You don't have to protect it with your life. Here we are over here in America. We dying over cars, a house made of wood. Saddam Hussein stayed in a mansion made of gold and silver, a castle. And they had to dig him out the ground. He was hiding like he was selling drugs. And all he had was oil. I say that because that's just people. I don't know nothing else about the man, except for the propaganda they put in the news. And what I read out of books. I never talked to him. I never saw him kill anybody. I believe he did. He's capable, and he has. But to live so extravagant has to be bad for you. Well, let's look at reference. In the Bible, it says that a rich man's chance of getting into heaven is like that, through the eye of a needle. So I want to put my riches in the right place. I want to put my riches in the right place so I can be a
I am sorry my son's phone dropped, but he will be calling right back. I assure you. But until then, as he was saying, growing is the key. And just as he's talking and discussing growth and development with oneself, you also need to create one with you. With your spiritual being also, you know, whatever religion you are, whatever you're doing, you know, there is hope. As you can see, things are changing. And actually, if you're looking at it realistically, things are changing for the best. There's a long way to go, but the journey is still ongoing. You have to realize that we as a people has been on this journey a long, long time. And so to grow right now and learn how to readjust and regrow, plant your money trees and stuff, all of that's coming about. But you have to listen consistently in order to get the true thrust of the information, because it can't happen overnight. It can't happen in a day. But guess what? We're trying. And he's back, and yeah, again, you've got Leon talking life.
Okay. And, I apologize for that, listeners. Okay, it was very, it was getting very, very productive. But I really want people to understand, like you said, you know, it's about life, and that's what I was promoting. This coming year's resolution is geared toward all the positive things, you know, strengthening thyself, getting to know thyself better, loving thyself, giving back, and learning. I really appreciate the things that I have now today. I appreciate the people in my life, and I encourage everybody out there to show more attention to that which you cherish dearest. We don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know when it's going to be our time to be called home. We never know when it's our time to be with God. So we have to mend any relationships that has been torn. Life is too short not to love. Encourage two brothers to come together, or two sisters to reconcile. Tell a woman she's beautiful. Encourage the women in our culture, of our color, that speak our language. Encourage them. Encourage them. Build the young men up. Feed them knowledge that will only cause them to be stronger. Build them up. Call them stupid, ugly, bad nicknames, connoting evil things. Call them things that give them aspiration to be somebody. It was a plan made against young men at one time in history. So the young men born in the family must be valuable. So many times they were slaughtering the firstborn sons of nations. So symbolically, young men must mean something to this world. Reach your daughters. Reach out to the young women. Let them know that appreciation comes in the form of two hands, not trying to reach up under her skirt. Encourage a woman to use her creative and her imaginative being so that she can support her nation. In more ways than one, if you know what I mean. Some women have adopted the belief that they can't be a career woman and a mother. That it just is not possible. Encourage the mothers to reach for the stars, to do it. Single mothers. Encourage them. Encourage them to be all that they can be, and to reach higher, so that her children can see the strength in her eyes and she can set the standard higher for her daughter. Be kind to the ladies in your life, your wife, your girlfriend. If you're a bigamist, your lovers, your wives, if you're a Muslim, your wives, and I'm not being funny. Be kind. Be kind to your wives. Because know that at any day can befall you. And you want her to follow you if you're going to follow God. You want her to persevere with you. So be kind to her. Don't make it easy for her to jump ship as soon as God tests you. Go, because you're going to get tested with the good and the evil. So be kind to her. Because you might have to lean on her to stand up when you're tested. Be kind to your elders. We have very few of our civil rights leaders left. I wish I could have a conference and just go down the road and shake some of those people that kicked up dust in the 60s, the 50s, and the 60s, and the early 70s. Radicalists that was labeled as terrorists because all they wanted to do was get equal pay and use the same bathroom and walk through the front door and not the back. They wanted the Jim Crow laws abolished. I would like to have been one of those going to the white school where they kicked and spit on them kids in Arkansas, because I know my temperament. I could take it. I could have took it so good that I probably would have been hurt. I probably would have did something I ain't had no business doing to white people. But God changed and he set an injustice in its proper place. Now white and black, like Martin Luther King say, white and black are rapping together and singing together, writing songs together, and playing together. Now you have white and black want to vote together against something and somebody else. You have white and black blaming each other for the negligent past. For us not taking responsibility and them not taking accountability. This next year coming, we need to remember that we have to pick up what we left off. The Jews did it. Despite how long it was, we have to remember what God said. Be not of the world, but be in it. So we can't be all crybaby about some reparations and some apologies. we have to evolve. Know that stress strengthens and repetition confirms. So the stress that our people were put up under made us stronger. And the many, many years of oppression made us humble. If this world would group up the humble people, black people will be at the top of their list. The reason why is because we were forced into oppression. So be not fooled by the devil. You're not far from being humble. Be humble this year. Please be humble. Be not an excessive person in every area of your life. Don't waste food. Be mindful of the food you put on your plate this year. Save food or don't cook as much food. Don't waste food. Be mindful that it's someone somewhere that's hungry. And then on the other hand, don't throw your money in the trash like that. Because saving money is earning money. Invest in yourself this year. Invest in yourself in this coming year. Every idea I done heard was a good idea. There is no such thing as a bad idea. You're taking chances on everybody else in this world. You'll send somebody to college. You'll buy a teenager a car. I say if you trust kids, you get grandkids. I don't trust kids, but you have to. You have to let go. So I say, invest in yourself this year. Yeah, trust yourself this year. Trust yourself with some money. Build yourself up financially this year. Look at the proper investments that's out there. Take a little money and set it to the side. Be selfish in that way. Be selfish in that way in 2016. 2016 shall yield really, really good changes in the stock market. If you just look and think about what God said is right and good for you in the Bible, and you invest in those things. You ain't got to worry about losing your money. Invest in corn. If you go invest in Viagra, you might, you know, make some money for a little while, but Viagra getting lawsuits. So invest in yourself this year. The don'ts. Please don't procrastinate. Don't be a procrastinator this year. Don't put off what you can do today for tomorrow. The only time your plan don't go as you would like it to, that the only time your plans don't come together is when you change them. Think about it. You made a plan, A, B, C, D, E, F. When you change it, you miss a second, a millisecond. You bend down to pick up a penny. You change your plan, and things can change the outcome, the result. Don't procrastinate this year. This year, build yourself up. Build yourself up in a way that people see the change. Not change your hair. Go for the inside. Not change the grill. Go for the inside. So many people investing in intangible things. They don't know a good, strong mind or whip a body into shape. Strong pocket can only buy for a little while. Fabricated. It's silicone. But a good, strong mind can whip a body into shape. Have a strong mind this year. Make sure you be kind to others. Love one another. Reach out to the people that you haven't heard from in years. Long lost loved ones. Let them know that you've been thinking about them, because that's very important. Our heritage is that's our root. So reach out. Some of us will find that we have white family members. We have Hispanic family members. Might change your perspective this year. You might have a change your heart. I'm not asking anybody to accept anything or anybody. But you may find that you have a gay man in your family or a lesbian little cousin, lady. So I'm saying you have to be a little bit more humble, respectful, open-minded, not asking anybody to accept anything, but just be respectful, because a lion is a lion. Don't mean he kill everything that he walk by. He don't kill the ants, the bees, rats. And he don't just go around killing everything. We have to coexist in this world.
It's less than 10 minutes, Scooter. It's time to start shedding down. Let me have 2 minutes this time, and then you can use the rest to do your commentary. And
okay,
my
2 minutes.
My 2 minutes is going to be real quick.
Go ahead, I'm going to let you.
Because you talked in a lot of great areas, but one of the best things I heard you say was, I'm using a different phrase, is become more inclusive with everybody. Because, you know, a lot of people always say, "Well, I'm a Christian." You're a Christian, but you don't like nobody. You know, and stuff like, it don't work like that. You can't pick and choose what you want out of the Bible. If you're going to follow the Lord, you're going to follow the Lord. You know, you can't go on a Monday and say, "Well, I'm a Christian," and then Tuesday, "Well, I hate all black folk," and, you know, that's just, it don't work like that. So people, there is a lot of things can be done out there, but if you look around, you're gonna have to depend on somebody sooner or later. How come you gonna try to wait until you need a blood transfusion or a kidney transplant or something like that to spread your hopes out to other races of people? The need is now. So look into it. You can make friends with your coworker without falling in love with them. You can make friends with your boss or somebody else. Just let them see the other side of life. That's all it is. Because we really do, and I've had a couple of major transfusions and blood draws and everything else, and I'm going to tell you, it all breathes the same color, inside out. And if you'll take blood from a different race of people to live, you need to talk to your neighbors and your friends and your people and the strangers to just see how they feel about it. Scooter, you got it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy tonight's show. I hope you have a very nice, happy new year. Be responsible. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Have fun out there. And turn it up for me and Uncle Billy. Happy 2016. Dallas, Texas, Bonton and beyond. I am the son of the father, Uncle Billy.
You got 5 more minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, so my next show will be Tuesday. I'll be talking on something more in the medical field so that I can open up topics about diet. I'm researching ways that you can grow a small garden in your house and grow tomatoes, couple of carrots, just small garden. I'm maybe trying to get together something so that I could send out seeds to people like a kid. And so I'm going to throw out there some ideas and talk about how important it is to start eating organic fruit and trying to give tips and get tips on how to grow vegetables and grow different herbs that's natural and organic. So I hope that the listeners tune in next Tuesday. It will be a great show. Leon is full of confidence, and that's why I bring you the best. I try to reach down deeper and deeper every week. So every Tuesdays and Thursdays, make sure you tune in to me 7 to 7:30. I make sure I keep you posted on the times. Each show, I try to give you the next show's topic so that all the people will be updated. Again, we're coming live from Dallas, Texas. I am Leon.
I'm in Garland.
representing Bonton, South Dallas, Texas. Like I said, be mindful that your community needs that safety and responsibility that he deserves. It's our duty to take care of our own community. I remember when I grew up, old schools used to say, police yourself, you know. Don't let them have to tell you nothing, you know. So I beg of my people, be safe out there. Please be safe. Please be safe out there. And police yourself. Don't have these people pulling you over. Let them make as easy as money as possible. Please don't make them have to overreact. I want everybody to come home safe. And I guess that's love and peace. I know by now I used my time up. I'm hoping again, like I said, everybody, just replay. You can look this tonight's show up on Facebook on Uncle Billy's Facebook page, and please replay it. Find out anything that might help you step forward this year. Be blessed. I'm praying for you all. God bless. I'm out of here. Love you, Dad. Love you, people.
Love you, son. Yes, the Ask Uncle Billy Show is live on Facebook, Twitter, and soon to be everywhere else. So behold the wonders of a young man. So and just trust, keep the belief that together we can get somewhere. Divided, we're going backwards. So give me a call if you need to hear from me. Billy, Ask Uncle Billy. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, Facebook, and two websites. Welcome to the world. Welcome to UncleBilly'sWorld.com. And soon to be Uncle Billy's new renaissance. So we're coming. Stay there till we get there. I'll holler. Good night. Whoop the queen for that 16. I'm out of here. Child, real.